Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Living Astrology with Janet Hickox. Grab your cup of coffee or your tea, sit back, and let's chat about what is happening up in the stars above today, the 23rd of September. Happy birthday out there to my friend Anne in Toronto, Canada. And my brother-in-law's birthday is today. I'm sure there are others of you out there if it's your birthday. Much love to you in the coming year. Your birthday today is fraught with Mercury energy, so it might be a year for you to chat a lot, to really get a clear grip on what's going on in your head, and to see life from a different perspective. Woohoo, right? Easy. Or not, that's okay, right? Either way you look at it. So today we have a lot to talk about, and as well, we're going into the next talk about the houses in astrology. We're going to look at the fifth house and all of the things that it represents. Take a look maybe at a couple of different charts and see how it affects people's lives based on the planets that are in that house and also based on the sign that is on the cusp of that house. As well, today the moon is finishing up its transit in Sagittarius and will spend a good chunk of the day in the void, making it a day to probably kind of be frustrated if you're trying to get something started. So for those of you on the East Coast, right now is your time. Get it done, right? The moon will move into that void around 1 o'clock this afternoon. So it's a morning shot for you. Those of us on the West Coast, you maybe have a couple of hours of great time this morning to get things done. Then the moon will transition into that void and be in that void until 4:15 or 4:17, I think it is, yeah, p.m. Pacific time today, and then will transit into the sign of Capricorn. So tomorrow may be a better day for getting things done. Today might be a bit frustrating, and as well, we have some Mercury transits today that sort of promise to make it a little bit difficult, and not only is there a major transit of Mercury today, then there is another transit building up for tomorrow that is also activated by today's energy. And there's one other thing to know about Mercury. We also have Venus in a quincunx to Neptune. Remember, a quincunx is a 150-degree angle. When I say that, you say, eek, scritchy, irritating, needing adaption, right? Needing us to be moldable and mutable and changeable. And as well, we're going to talk about, like I said, the fifth house in the astrology chart, take a look at a few charts, and then today's energy in the Pleiadian is three exploring. So hopefully we have time to get to that as well. Let me see if I can check in and say good morning to people just now showing up. Good morning, Jessica. Asa, it's good to see you out there. Ingrid, good morning to you. Mimi, hello. And Leslie, this Sagittarius is very busy right now. That's a good thing, right? Or is it not a good thing? Sagittarius, I would say, likes to be busy. Debbie Tibbetts, Tumiel, good morning to you. Amanda J., good morning to you. And I'm sure more of you are checking in behind the scenes. Amy, good morning. She's up in time this morning. As you might be able to tell, it's a pretty dark morning here. It's windy. It's like fall really showed up today from yesterday's move into the 0 degrees Libra mark. So yeah, here we go. Our nice long fall and winter here in the Pacific Northwest. There's a joke. We say from October to June, right? That's winter. And then we have a very brief summer and we go back into winter. It's kind of funny, but that's all right. Keeps us beautiful here, right? So as I said, this morning, the moon is in Sagittarius, finishing up its transit through the sign of exploration and adventure, but also of taking a look at what our morals are, what our consciousness is, and also the things that we believe, right? Our search is for the capital T truth in everything. So that is one of the things that we've been on the hunt for. Today, we come into a sextile with the planet Mercury. This is the moon and Mercury, by the way. We also have a trine to Mars from the moon, as well a square to the sun, which puts us in our crisis of action time period. So the first two, Mercury and Mars, those transits occur before we go into the void, and the sun square moon happens later on in the day. So this morning with the sextile to Mercury, we have sort of a smooth morning. So go with the flow. go with what you know. Don't necessarily try to step out and do things that you've never done before. It's not supporting that, but you know, maybe go back to things that really are comforting and that work well for you. The trine to Mars occurs at 10:32 my time this morning, exactly the time that the moon goes into the void, as the trine to Mars is the last aspect until the moon moves into Capricorn later on this afternoon. And with the trine from the moon to Mars, we have an ability to get some things done, to get some deals done, right? If you have something in the works with someone, this might be the time to close it before 10:32 a.m. on the West Coast. And before, what would that be? 1:32 for those of you on the East Coast. After that, if the deal doesn't close until after that, then likely it's going to wander around for a bit. There's going to be, you know, maybe some waffling, some indecision. So wait then to close a deal. If you don't get it done before that time period today, wait until tomorrow when the moon is squarely in the sign of business, Capricorn, right? So that will help make sure things get going. Now, later in the day, and this will be after 4 o'clock on the West Coast and after 7 p.m. tonight for those of you on the East Coast, the moon and the sun will come into a square. And that indicates our quarter moon, right? So we had the new moon 7 days ago, and today then brings us to the first quarter moon. And this is what we call the crisis of action point, where having set intentions a week ago with that new moon, the very powerful energy of creation, right? And starting something, setting intentions. Then we come to the first point in our cycle of the moon that presents us with a problem. And the problem may be a physical sort of block, right? A resistance coming up from someone outside of you, something you've inadvertently forgotten to do that now you have to do in a hurry before you can go further. It prompts us to make adjustments, right, in our intentions. And it causes us to ask the question, what is standing in the way of getting what you desire, right? What is it that you desire? There may be tension around this that motivates us to make changes. And again, I hate to say this, but it keeps going back to this theme that we've had for the last week about getting clarity around what we want, right? If you can't figure out what you want, or you don't know what you want, how can you possibly set intentions to get anywhere, right? So taking the time, this is another one of those times maybe where the energy supports our taking our time to do some of those things like working on a dream board or goals, or taking a look at what is working in my life and what isn't working in my life, and what do I want more of, what do I want less of, right? Getting some clarity around that, as we have Mars in retrograde right now, that slows down the ability to move forward anyway. So you might as well use your time wisely and take a look inside and go, oh, well, I thought I wanted to go that direction, but what's opening up for me is over here. And actually that makes me feel good. So taking a look at that, right? The tension that you might be feeling right now around what you set as an intention a week ago may be the indication that you're moving in the wrong direction, right? Or that maybe you're pushing the river. I call it pushing the river, where you're pushing your way into something. You're pushing instead of holding space for things to happen. So that tension can make you help to motivate you to really take a look at what's going on in your life. So that's pretty much it with the moon today. I think tomorrow morning is when I will go through what it means to be in Capricorn, since it'll be the end of the workday for almost everybody by the time the moon moves into Capricorn. So we'll start the day tomorrow looking at that. Right now, I want to go and take a look and see who else is checking in with us. Pauline, good morning. Luann, hello. Sylvester says, grand rising, lovely people. I love that. And J-Lo, good morning to you. Jackie Piccola, good morning. We haven't seen you in maybe a couple of weeks, unless maybe you've been listening from behind the scenes. So it's good to see you out there today. Now, the biggest energies of the day, actually for the rest of the week, seem to be Mars and Mercury oriented, in particular, Mercury oriented. So as we are nearing the end of Mercury's forward motion, right? We are sitting today at the beginning of the shadow of Mercury's next retrograde. We have Mercury in a square to Saturn today, and then we have Mercury getting ready to oppose Mars. So that brings up some difficulties in our communication and in our thinking processes. So let's get to it and figure out what it is that we need to do in order to be able to use these energies positively. Because first of all, Mercury squaring Saturn kind of gives us a negative thinking pattern, if not outright you thinking negatively about something. The potential is that there's this negative vibe coming at you about what your intentions are or about what's going on in the world, even coming to you from other people. And then that affects your mood, then your thinking, and then before you know it, you've also gone down the drain or circled the drain with your feelings of negativity. So we have negative thinking possible today. So what do we need to do? We need to focus on what's positive. And it may be difficult to tease what's positive out of all of that energy. But what you can do for sure is see what is opening up in your mind. What kind of thoughts make you feel good? Focus on maybe what's realistic. Saturn likes realism, right? And it's okay to think about what is in reality, right? Maybe it is reality right now that you're in financial hardship. Maybe it is reality right now that you're being challenged with your health. Maybe you're being challenged in your relationships. Those are the real things, right? That's the real thing, but it doesn't mean that you have to continually think negative about it. If you just face it, right? Face whatever it is that you are presented with today, square on, and without the feeling of negative energy around it, kind of maybe stepping back almost to be more objective about what it is that's coming up. Issues around what we want to say and how we say it also come up. Mercury is a ruler of the mind as well as communication. So we may be challenged as well by transportation issues, as Mercury also rules transportation. So we may have issues maybe with our vehicles, with traffic, with accidents, things like that today. So be careful wherever you go and try to think before you speak, using your mind, slowing things down. Maybe that's the best thing, right? Saturn kind of likes us to be more stable, more secure before we reach out and do anything. So take a cue from Saturn and from Mercury here, slow things down before you say anything or do anything. Look back and go, is this what's correct, right? Is this real? Is this correct? And then take that action. This is a great time today. Mercury giving us this opportunity with Saturn to revise our plans. This sounds a lot like Mercury and opposing Mars, by the way. So you're going to hear some common themes between the two. Revise an idea, revise a project, revise your own thinking processes about something. Stay away from negative people if you can. Like if you know that you have someone that triggers you all the time, try not to stick around that person today because it may, you know, add to that sinking feeling or that spiral downward in your mood and in your consciousness. Now, today, as I said, Mercury enters into the shadow of his next retrograde cycle. So we, you know, the foreshadowing of what's to come kind of thing. So today at 1:55 p.m. West Coast time, Mercury will move into that shadow period, and he will be in the, from the shadow, from the today until the end when he leaves the shadow area, that will be November 19th, with the retrograde happening from October 13th at 11 Scorpio to the election day, November 3rd, when Mercury turns direct. So, there's a lot of these kind of energies that make for likely a confusing election here in the USA. Things probably not going to be clear until well after the 19th of November when Mercury leaves or exits the shadow area of his retrograde, we may not even until after Mars gets into his new area know what the results are of the election, having the election certified, so to speak. So here, if you're in the U.S., be prepared for the long haul, right? Be prepared for confusion, for deception, and all the kinds of things that go on lately in this country around the elections and people meddling with the mail system, et cetera, et cetera. So this time period is the time period that when I looked at it from my position a year and a half ago, as I was writing about what comes up this time, this was the time, right? From late September all the way through the beginning of the year where these critical things were happening. And of course, what I didn't see was the effect perhaps that Ruth Bader Ginsburg's death, passing, will have as an effect on the Supreme Court and how that sets us up for issues perhaps going into even our Age of Aquarius as we move into the beginning of the year. It makes me a little, it disturbs me. Let's just say it disturbs me that the court may be stacked with people who are more conservative leaning rather than people who are forward thinking, such as what we need as we move into Aquarius. But perhaps it also brings us to a balance between the conservative and the progressive. Hey, I'm open to all of that, right? Let's just stay open. Let's not get into that negative spiral. But this is going to be a difficult period of time as we go on, as Mars is retrograde, as well as Mercury getting ready to move into that retrograde state. And things are not going to be clear, right? Just be okay with that. Now, as we move in through today and into tomorrow, Mercury will come into an opposition with Mars. So Mars is at 26 degrees of Aries. And that means Mercury must be at about that same degree across the way in Libra. And this is where any tension, any anger, any upset that's been bottled up, though you know how emotions that you're holding in check, this will be probably one of those kinds of things where you can no longer hold it in check and it comes up and out. Right? So emotions coming out, and it may not just be your own emotional field. It may be other people that are affecting you and they can't hold it back anymore. And they blurt things out. And this can be a big challenge for all of us. Well, hello. She wanted me, I guess, to help her get up on the bed. So watch tomorrow, especially as by tomorrow, we have Mercury in the shadow period. And this might be where technical challenges and glitches start to come out, might be foreshadowing the actual Mercury retrograde. I watch that because different times in different Mercury retrograde cycles, I would have technical challenges. And then that sort of foreshadowed what happened during the retrograde when my computer died or a program blew up. Couldn't use something, Facebook wouldn't work anymore, all those kinds of things. So if you allow the universe to sort of show you what seems to be breaking down, what seems to be glitchy, what seems to be not working, then you can maybe take steps now to work toward a fix instead of being blindsided during the retrograde when it completely breaks down. So watch for that tomorrow. And even the rest of the week. So this isn't something that moves very quickly because, you know, generally speaking, Mercury is slowing down. Watch for sharp words. If you can't say something nice, then refrain from saying it, right? All of us had parents that likely said that to us in some way, shape, or form. Don't say anything if you can't say something nice, right? So meaning that we may be more volatile in our words right now, and it may not be you because you know it might be someone else that uses words as weapons against you. And that means that you might be tempted to, you know, react to that instead of responding to that. So if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. We are tempted, really tempted, with this kind of transit to act first and think later, right? Mercury, the mind, and our communication. And later we may be berating ourselves for the things we've said, the things we did when we were not in our full consciousness. So just be aware of that now. Watch for impulses, impulsivity that lead you to bad judgment or errors in judgment, or that lead you to more trouble, right? This is not a time to actually act first and think later, because it can really cost you either in your relationships or in your business, or even in your health or your finances. So be very aware, stay away from impulse. And as well, with Mars in retrograde already and Mercury slowing down in the shadow of his retrograde, we definitely have to watch for accidents, for cuts, for burns, for those kinds of things that happen when you're not paying attention, when you're not fully in your body, and being a defensive driver, perhaps, right? Staying away from dangerous places. If you're operating dangerous equipment or dangerous machines, make sure you're very present in every moment that you're operating it. If you're going to cook, this so happened to me when Mars first went into retrograde, I burned myself, and then I had brand new knives and I cut myself, not even by using it, just by touching it on the blade, cut me. That's how sharp these knives were. So watching out for using knives, for using sharp equipment, for getting in a car, operating a vehicle, burns, all those kinds of things. We want to watch out for that. Now, just because, right, we have another one, just because we like to have challenges thrown at us as human beings, Venus comes into a quincunx with Neptune today. Now, Venus and Neptune, a quincunx, first of all, let's back up. The quincunx is a 150-degree relationship between those planets. And as you know, that isn't one where they see eye to eye, right? They just don't get each other. Neptune is in the sign of Pisces, very much powerful in the sign it rules, and Venus in Leo, and she's the drama queen there. So there is likely some need for us to make adjustments, to let go of an idea, or to just sit back and wait for clearer weather, right? Venus and Neptune typically don't necessarily bring us negative things, but on one hand, we have the possibility of unconditional love, of romance, and for that really affectionate feeling between people. We may be very idealistic during this period of time. That would be the high side. On the other side, we may suddenly find ourselves needy, or people in our lives that are needy. We might be instead disappointed in our relationships or our finances or in our spirit, or have a lot of different emotional sort of setbacks going on in that part of our lives, especially in our relationships, in our desires, and as well in what it is that we value. So we really want to stay very much aware that we're not, again, making decisions, not big decisions, right? Right now might be a good holding time, today anyway, a good holding time on big decisions, because there's a little bit of muddledness here. There's something yet that is unseen or unknown to you that will shift, and then you'll know exactly what to do. I was really interested in this one as it relates to our desire nature, so the things that we desire. And right now it may be harder, even though I just told you with the moon in the square to the sun, getting more clear about what it is we want, where it is we want to go. But Venus and Neptune here may be mucking that up a bit for us today. So again, not a great day to jump out and say, hey, I now want to be a skydiver. Planes are made out of metal, I do believe. And skydiving, a bit of a risk, although it is air. So again, taking your time, choosing wisely what it is that you want to do, who you want to be, and how you want to go about doing it, and maybe even who you want to do it with, right? Getting clarity. All right, checking in with everybody right now. Asa, was that you bumping in and telling me something here? Nope, that is not Asa. Okay, well, let's go back and say hello. Loving light, send and accept. Lots of love will do good. Exactly. J-Lo says, that does not sound bueno at all. Which one? I'm not sure which one. Maybe the Mars opposing Mercury, or Mercury opposing Mars. And I was telling my 16-year-old a few minutes ago, probably to watch what she says, watch her words. Camilla, good morning. And Leslie says, it's a disturbing time. I'm focused on living in the now. It's the only way I'm making it. Absolutely. J-Lo says the accidents in New York City have been so bad. Camilla says, hi there, J-Lo. I love it. Sylvester, you have to keep your heart open and your mindset in a positive manner. Stay calm through the storm. We can get through this. We will get through this, right? It's assured. We will get through this. We may not like it while we're in the midst of it. We may not even like the results of what, you know, happens, but it is what it is. It is where we are. Make the best of it, right? What is that? To make lemonade, if life gives you lemons, make lemonade, something to that effect, right? Okay. Let's take a look at the fifth house in astrology, right? I'm going to share my screen here for a moment. And so we've talked about the first house of self. We've talked about the, why are you doing that? Here we go. We've talked about the first house. We've talked about the second house. Remember, the first house was all about self, your appearance, your personality, your impressions that you leave with people. The second house was about money, about values, about your self-worth, the resources that you are attracted to. The third house was about the mind and thinking, communication, and how you learned. The fourth house of home and family, traditions, our older age, and particularly the mother. Now we come to the fifth house. This is not very big. Let me see if I can make it a titch bigger. The fifth house of romance and love, creativity and joy and children, self-expression of all kinds. And there is also sort of the risk-taking of the fifth house. So the fifth house here is a house that is ruled in the natural zodiac wheel. It is the realm of Leo, and it is ruled by the sun. And there is a quote we can say about this particular house. It's the spontaneous enjoyment of life. So that's what the fifth house is all about. Where do we find ourselves in terms of seeking fun and play and recreation, and how do we find love and romance in our lives? This is love on the level of the romantic beginning of a relationship. It does not show longevity here. It doesn't mean that a romance started in the fifth house doesn't progress to the seventh house of marriage or committed partnership. But it doesn't necessarily show here in the issues of the fifth house whether love will move on to become a major relationship. So we have in this house then, this is the realm of the eternal youth, right? It is the house of children, but it is also how we personally relate to the world with childlike enthusiasm or not, right? It shows us where things are that might trigger our childlike responses, our joy in something, our excitement about something, our exuberance. What might it be that triggers that for you? This is a house of creativity. So creativity here might be music, dance, art, poetry, writing that great novel, science, theater, building businesses. Creativity has many faces, and it's just not about the art, right? It's not about being a great painter. It is embodying all of the things, the creative impulses that we have as humans. It is also the place where we find games and hobbies and gambling and sports and play of all kinds. Like, it will often show you by sign what it is that you like to do for fun. So I was testing this out this morning and using the whole sign system. The fifth house in my chart is in Scorpio. And I just was chuckling to myself, because what do I do in my spare time? I play hidden object games, right? Because I love looking for the hidden objects. If I'm going to watch TV, I want to watch a mystery, or I want to watch something like detective dramas, right? Where they're having to solve a problem, or like crime novel type things where they, you know, not that I like the idea of humans hurting humans, but I love the idea of solving the mystery, of getting to the whodunit of it all. And of course, Scorpio supports all of that type of thing. So I thought that was kind of funny. So if you look at your own chart in the fifth house, what sign is there, might tell you in what direction fun lies for you. Like, what are you going to be attracted to? Now, the planets here, if you have planets in your natal fifth house, they may show you how you express joy in life and how you go about having fun. So for example, someone who might have Capricorn on the fifth house might be loving businesses, right? Loves everything about setting up a business or business related type things. Someone with Aries there may love competition and sports, and any planets in there might show what type of sport or what type of business that you might be interested in. Now, this is, again, the house of love and romance, and also dating, and where we are in the flush of love, right? When we are first enamored with one another. And it might show us then by the sign or the planets what type of person you might be attracted to romantically, what you deem as romantic, right? Maybe if someone has Libra on the fifth house, they love the idea of beautiful surroundings. And maybe if it's Taurus there, you love the idea of scents and doing things together in a very, you know, earthy way. Children, this is the house of procreating. And I don't know if Michelle is out there, but one time as I was doing a reading for her, I said, oh, watch out for getting pregnant. The moon, I think, was, I can't remember if she had Lilith in the fifth house or something. And sure enough, she ended up pregnant. She was like, I'm in the middle of a divorce. I'm not getting pregnant. Yep. Well, it happened. And that was one of the more striking things, I think, that happened here for me in predicting whether someone was going to have a baby or not. But this is, again, the house of drama. Drama. This is Leo territory. This is the sun's territory. A lot of light, like a huge spotlight put on the dramas and traumas in our life. And again, what you'd like to do for fun is also in this particular house. So let's see, I'm going to take and open up a couple of charts because I know people always like me to look at their charts. So let's see, who could we find here? Mimi, we're going to look at yours. Just, I hope you guys don't mind if I just choose for you. If you have a specific want to know, you can let Asa know that in the chat and she can tell me too. So Mimi, I'm going to share my chart or share my screen. I don't even know if Mimi, I know, yeah, you're out there, aren't you, Mimi? So if not, you can look at this later. So let's look at what Mimi likes to do for fun. Well, look at what we have here. Mimi's chart, the fifth house, let me make this a little bit bigger. Her fifth house begins in Leo. And by the way, I'm using whole signs, Mimi. So if this looks a little different than charts I've sent you in the past, that is why. And of course, Mimi's chart begins with the first house in Aries. So Mimi, your chart follows the natural order of the zodiac. So your first house is in Aries territory. So the impact for you is that your chart often aligns with things that are exactly what you would expect for the sign that's on that cusp. So the first house, really very clear about who you are. Doesn't mean that you didn't have issues trying to find who you are, but very clear about that. And Taurus being very clear about what resources you are attracted to and very clear about money and its meaning and its use. Gemini, very clear about how to use your mind. And when it comes to then Leo on your fifth house, of course you would be hugely creative. Not only is the ruling sign on the cusp of your fifth house, the ruling planet is also in the fifth house, in the sign that rules the fifth house. So you have this like triple dose, we could say maybe, of the energy of the fifth house, the sun and Leo all lining up in rulership, making it very likely that you would form a relationship to art, music, poetry, writing, any of those kinds of creative endeavors throughout your life. So there we have your fifth house. And this is not necessarily, and I don't remember if you have children or not, but this is not necessarily someone who is going to find themselves having children and may not necessarily even find long-term relationships, because there's a sense here of really being in love with oneself. And I don't say that in a negative way at all. This is about really knowing that this lifetime is about you, right? It's all about you. If you could find someone in your life who was going to put you in the center, that was going to, you know, have you be the center of attention at all times, that might work. It doesn't mean you won't find love. It just means that this is very much a self-centered lifetime. And I say that without that being anything negative at all. Self-centered is good, not selfish. This, in fact, is someone who's very generous, loving, and giving, not someone who is withholding or narcissistic. Although, of course, it could have been that way in this chart if there were other aspects there. All right, so I'm going to stop sharing that one. Asa, question, Rueda is finding it difficult. Whoop, that went by fast. Difficult to find what truly makes her happy. Could that be because Chiron is in her fifth, or is she misreading this? Well, Rueda, let's take a look at your chart. I'm pretty sure I've done one for you before. Let's type in your name. No, Rueda. Rueda, I forgot what your last name is. Well, every other RU. So Rueda, give me your last name, hon, then I can find that for you. And let me stop sharing here for a second. Go back over to YouTube. Rueda Champion. Okay. Is that the last name that I would have had though? Yeah, let's see. Okay, fine. Just a minute while I find her chart. I might have to do it the old-fashioned way. Go to it. And no, I don't have you in here, Rueda, as champion. I don't have anybody with the last name Champion. Did I not do an actual astrology chart for you, or did I just do a human design chart for you? So I'm sorry, but let's look at Leslie Zuber while I've got that, because she's asking a question as well. And Rueda, I apologize. But yes, Chiron in that particular house could make, you know, having fun and play and creativity be something that is more difficult for you. That maybe, you know, you grew up in a household that was very much, you know, all business, or that they in some way valued things more than other things, more than fun and play. Maybe you got the message through growing up that that wasn't to be valued or wasn't tolerated, right? All work, let's see, it would be work first, right? Work first and not play. And then life may have even been throwing you situations where you had to be more serious, where you couldn't really have fun because maybe you were the sole provider for children or something like that. So the wound for you is around having fun and playing. So you've got to connect to that in a conscious way. It's not likely that that's just going to happen spontaneous for you. You're going to have to look for the things that make you feel good and then entertain them, right? Go into that and really create space for that in your life. And it's okay if what makes you really thrilled is living, you know, having a family and dealing with your children. That's fine, right? That is a very creative effect, right? So it's probably something that's a little more difficult for you in that you have to actually connect with it. I'm going to share my screen here and bring up Leslie's chart. Leslie, yeah. So what I have here for you is, again, whole signs. I'm really playing with whole signs more than anything else these days. And what we see is that your fifth house is in the sign of Capricorn, whose ruler is Saturn. Right, so Saturn being the ruler of Capricorn, let's see where your natal Saturn is then. So your natal Saturn must be here in Aquarius, in the sixth house of work, health, and it would seem that maybe you had a very good business mind with Mercury in Capricorn, a good business mind. Maybe you've sometimes slanted your life more toward the all business kind of end, the business side of things, and need to come into balance with the more playful side of things, the things that make you happy. And I would say with Mercury here, you probably love speaking, you probably love reading, you probably love intellectual pursuits that might make you really happy. And yet there is sort of this opposition between your Mercury and over here, Pallas Athena. Maybe at times in your life, you've had more responsibility than would allow for you to really pursue those intellectual things that you would really want to, or the skills that you would want to learn. So now it seems like, though, look at this, Pallas Athena right here, this little diamond with the cross underneath is almost on top of your natal Mercury. And aren't you the one that's really interested in learning human design right now? And then to be able to use that to help others, right? So to me, what it looks like right now as a part of your fun is a course of study, right? Learning something new, a new skill or something like that. So I'm going to stop sharing my screen and let's see here. Pauline, Asa, Loanne would like you to look at her chart. And Camilla, is that Camilla? Yeah, Camilla. Sorry, my eyes are not working so hot this morning, especially because it's dark in here, dim. If I turn on the other lights, then it's all too bright. So it's kind of like I'm in that space between darkness and light. Okay, so let's look at Loanne's chart now. And Loanne Hall, I believe it was. There she is. And go, computer, go. All right, now I'm going to share my screen again. And Loanne, you'll see your chart. And here we go. So Loanne, if we look at your fifth house is in Libra with the sun, the ruler of that house naturally in that sign. You're in love with love. I would bet you want to have a good relationship. Yet maybe that's fighting with the long-term nature here because this is fire, right? Fire, Sagittarius loves adventure and spicy adventures or exploration of things. Doesn't necessarily want to be tied down. If you could be married or in a committed relationship with someone who loved to go hiking and biking and paddling or, you know, doing outdoor things, you would be most happy. But you do have likely, because of the nature of this particular sun, some people that have come into your life that have been of a romantic nature from previous lifetimes. The South Node is here, and there may have been some karma associated with those particular relationships with people. And at times, likely even created breakups. I can't remember what your human design profile is, but wherever the third line profile shows up in a human design chart, it's the experiential and experimental nature of something. And that's kind of what this looks like to me. Someone who's in love with romance, who wants to be loved, who wants to also love someone else, but likely there have been some ups and downs in this area. You even have Uranus here, just to prove my point. Now the sun by transit yesterday and today is sitting on top of your natal Uranus. What's going on? Maybe some real creative genius coming through here, something popping in that hadn't been there before, maybe a new person that you've met in your life, maybe this new idea about how I am now going to turn my life towards fun and play and not be so, you know, business oriented or serious. This is supposed to be light and airy. Where's Venus in your chart? Venus in your chart over here, and I'm using Venus in your chart because it's in Libra, or this fifth house is in Libra and its ruler is Venus. Venus is in the sixth house. So that would be maybe finding in Scorpio too. So that one would be more like work. That's fun. Finding work, that's also fun, right? So the things that you need to do probably are the things that make you feel like it's creative or that you're having a good time. Otherwise, it might not feel so good to do that. It might even take, you know, aim at some of your health issues. So you have to maintain what you love to do because it might affect your health negatively. And it could also affect your health positively when you're doing what you really love and you're being creative. And let's see, next would be Camilla. And the last one I'm going to do is Pauline. So let's take a look over here at Camilla. Camilla? No, not Camille. Camilla. And that's not the Camilla I want either. I think your last name begins with an A. Camilla, I don't have you in here in this Araujo. Sorry, I don't have you in here, so I'm not going to be able to do that. Let me look over here and make sure. Unless you had a different last name that I would have used. A-R-A. Nope, I don't have a chart for you, Miss Camilla. So Asa, would you ask her to give you another last name? So in the meantime, let's take a look at Pauline Blenner. Blenner. I know I have you in here, Mark. Pauline, there we go. My computer's being slow. And let's look at the transit chart like we did for everybody else. Again, and this one is not whole sign. Dang it. Hold on. I'm going back to whole sign. I'm going to save that as my default because I really like that one right now. There we go. Okay, Pauline, let me bring my screen up to share. Here we go. So Pauline, your fifth house also has the sun in it, in the sign of Sagittarius, and also with Mercury and the galactic center there. That also makes me think of someone who is on a quest in this lifetime, that part of what makes you happy or feel good, that your creative energy is around finding truth, right? That might mean through exploring different religions, different thought mechanisms, maybe exploring different cultures, moving around the world, exploring different areas, different people. This is fire energy. The sun here makes it very easy for you to maybe take in information coming in from the galactic center, from the cosmos, and then become interested about it and then incorporate that into your life's journey, your life's purpose. And I'm not going to have time to put information in. Amaral. Okay, so I got it. A different last name. Thank you, Asa. So as we're looking at your chart then with the moon moving through Sagittarius right now at the very end of that transit, maybe looking for some more of the higher truths. Maybe looking at where you've become too attached to a thought, too attached to a way of thinking or belief that you need to untie yourself from to become more free. Sagittarius is another one of those signs that loves freedom, and it should be a part of your life search, your life's joy, to find more freedom, to find more truth. It is very much, it reminds me of what, I don't know what Buddha's chart would look like, but it reminds me of someone like a Buddha who would go out on a journey, right? A quest, even a quest for finding higher truth or finding your life's purpose, right? All of that. Now, the ruler of Sagittarius is Jupiter. And if we look at where Jupiter is in your chart, it is also in, is it in Sagittarius? I'm gonna have to look down here because of the way it looks. It's in Capricorn. So we have an 11 degree Capricorn right at the cusp then. Wait, this is whole sign. So it's actually gonna be up here in Capricorn. This is the advantage to using whole sign, and I forget that. I don't have to try to figure out. As soon as I know what sign it is, I know what house it's in. It's in the sixth house. So I'm wondering how health challenges maybe have played a role in your life. How staying too limited, like, you know, being small, playing small, negative emotions and that type of thing, how they've kept you from really going out in the world in a bigger way. So you might want to address that in your life now. And let's take a look then at Camilla. Let's see if I can find a Marl. Oh my Lord. I don't have that either. I don't have you in here. I cannot believe you have not requested a chart, because I would have had to put you into this very program in order to do that. So I apologize. Well, I will definitely put you in there at some point so we can look at it on another day and another time. All right. So that gives you guys some ideas about what is going on with the fifth house. And next week, we'll take a look at the sixth house of health, work, service, sharing of your gifts and your talents. And let's see here. Yeah, I know. I got it. But I don't know why she's not in there. So anyway, I apologize, Camilla. We'll look at yours maybe next week. And after we're done today, I'll go ahead and put that in there. Lastly, today, we are moving into three exploring. How funny, Pauline, that fits right with your what you need right now. The three is the energy of creating and creativity. So it works again nicely with everything that we've just talked about, with the end of the Sagittarius transit of the moon. The moving of the energies takes us into exploring territory today. Exploring in the Mayan calendar was Ben. And Ben was the representation of the reed, and the need of the reed to be flexible, to be able to bend and shift with the wind. And you see that on a day like today, where we have these tall, towering trees that are very much able to just flow with the air so that they don't break, right? So exploring energy and creating energy inspires us to try new things, to get out of our own way, to get out of our ruts, if you will, and to try something new. It inspires us to think in new ways, to behave in new ways, and indeed gives us an opportunity to be the creators, right? To be co-creative in the way that we approach our life. Exploring energy may also cause us to want to travel. And right now, obviously, we can't just travel everywhere we want to in the physical, but we certainly can get on our devices and travel through the information world, finding whatever it is that we want to find. It is all about seeing things from a new perspective, from a new point of view. Right? Not getting caught up in your own limited worldview based on the fact that you live in a certain place and you've always done things in the same way. This is asking you to open it up and see things in a bigger way and from varying viewpoints, right? Seeing all the facets of something and not just pigeonholing yourself into one way of thinking. So it's also asking us to release any places in our lives where we've become rigid, rigidly adhering to our beliefs, right? You're not right. You are not right. None of us is right. All of us are right, right? That's the thing that's so funny, is that we all so identify with our beliefs and that we know it's got to be this way and that we know it's got to be that person elected, but you're wrong, right? You're wrong because all of us are right. It's kind of an upside down way of thinking. I wish I had my graphic of the giraffe with his head upside down, because what we really find here is that when we can step back and value and see things from all viewpoints, we see that everything is moving in the right direction. We see that everything is happening in its right and perfect way. And we see that all viewpoints, all facets are right in their way. Right? That there's nothing that, it's only in our limited capacity as humans that our minds refuse to see that there are bigger concepts at play. So today we have this opportunity. Don't bend and break, just bend and flow, you know, taking in different viewpoints, different ideas, not making them wrong or right, just making them be a part of the tapestry of all that is. I think it's one of those days where we can be lucky when we discover that kind of energy, that ability within us. And lastly, I want to show you one thing before I leave for today. And that is going to require me to share my screen. And hopefully when I share my screen and then change it. I closed it out. Okay, so let's go to the chart of the moment. Got to move myself out of the way so I can get there. Let's go home. Are you guys seeing my screen changing? Or no? Okay, so I'm sharing my screen. I'm hoping you're seeing it. But what I wanted to show you here was, can you see what jumps out at you in the configuration in this chart? Because there were two things. I just glanced down at the chart for the day and I went, oh my goodness, wow. So two things that jumped out at me is the mystic rectangle here. Do you see this? This makes this beautiful rectangle. And we in astrology call it the mystic rectangle, because in here are the components for magic to happen. We have trines, but the two long sides are made up by trines in the planets, which is a relationship of ease and flow. Asa, can you text me and tell me if, yes, I will do that. Thank you. Can you verify for me that you guys are seeing my screen and on it is the chart of the moment? Yes, we can. Thank you. All right. So we have the long sides that represent trines. And then we have the short side of the rectangle that represents sextiles. Sextiles are 60 degree angles or relationships between planets. They're equally sharing of their gifts and talents. The trines are the long sides. They are also ease and flow. These guys are in the same elements, right? The same element, air. In this case, there's an air trine going on here. And then on the other side, there is also a fire trine going on here. And then the sextiles between the north node and looks like the black moon Lilith. Woohoo! Wow. That's a powerful one, because that brings up the potential for all of us to move through shadow, to move through our fears. And at the other end, Mercury and the galactic center, yowza, that one's awesome too. Bringing in the gift of gab from the cosmos and then being able to transmit that to others, sharing of our voices, sharing of our hearts, sharing of our minds, and doing it in a very pleasant way. This is in Libra. Right? And this is in Sagittarius. So we can be open-minded. We can share from the heart in very mystical and magical ways, apparently, because of the mystic rectangle. And the other thing that shot out at me is this particular T-square. But as I look at this, it's also a cardinal. No, that is a fixed square. These are fixed signs. I'm not sure. I'd have to really look at that one again and make sure that because I've used Placidus here, which makes me screwed up now. But what we can see is that there are also some big challenges going on here with Mercury opposing the Black Moon Lilith, right? Our likelihood to speak of the shadow more prominently than to really speak of the gift energy more prominently. And it's all pointed down here at what looks to be the part of fortune, Saturn and Chiriclo, all of them, and Pluto, all very close together here. So to me, when I looked at that, if it's a T-square, then the opportunity for all of us is to rebuild our minds and then to speak from that newly elevated position. But we've got some work to do to get there, right? The work that we need to do to get there is denoted because it's a transit or a square and an opposition. Not so easy to do that, but we have also some ease and flow with the mystic rectangle, making it easier for us to elevate our perspectives and our minds. So I just love looking at the configurations that show up in a chart. There's also a very prominent inconjunct or quincunx going on. But we don't need to hear about that one right now. And because we have other ones that we are. So let's see, Asa had asked me a question. Yes, the verifying the times for today. Angel Heart Radio today at 5 p.m. Pacific time. All you need to do is go to Facebook and type into the search bar, Angel Heart Radio, go to that page, and that's where we broadcast to at 5 p.m. I did not hear back from Anaya yet as to whether our show is going on tonight for the solar plexus mutation, but either way you look at that, join us at 5, which will be 8 o'clock for those of you on the East Coast, because we're going to be going through the spleen. And as you know, as we've talked about recently, the energy right now is taking us into the focus on the spleen center, which is the center for time, intuition, health, And it is an energy center about surviving or thriving, right? Which one? Are we surviving, just survival, or are we in the, do we have the ability to thrive? So those gates all kind of double up as fear gates or gates of shadow. So we'll want to look at that. And not only is the sun going to be there every week now from the last week of this month and through October, but Mercury is also there. He's been there. We've been talking a little bit about this every day. Then he retrogrades and moves back through those same fear gates, almost all of them. So do you think that we're working through shadow energies, right? We're still in the collective shadow in the Pleiadian earth energy as well, all the way until the 30th of this month, which isn't until next Wednesday, a week from today. So we still have shadow coming up and the potential for us to move through it, to release ourselves from the paralysis of fear and move forward from survival to thrival. I love it. Okay. So that'll be at 5 o'clock today. And that is it for me today. Let me take last look over here at any questions. Ursula, hello. Mystic rectangle, holy geometry. I love it. I have a mystic rectangle in my own natal chart, and I just love to be able to see them, those kind of configurations. It's not that it makes a chart better than another chart. It's just the different configurations that pop out are just kind of sometimes mind-blowing what you see in a chart. Asa, thank you very much for the reminder. Please, everybody, like the video and subscribe, and then also share with your friends. I would appreciate that immensely. And much love to everybody. And thank you so much, Asa, for what you do in the background for me here. It helps me immensely. And good morning to those people I missed. And everybody, take care. Have a wonderful day. Make it a good day, right? You have the choice.